Somebody were to show up for or against, you're the applicant, you would want the ability to chime in.
Does it have to be the two of us?
It does not. Does not.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Now I'm going to walk out there. I want to see the flowers.
Mr. Foreman, come and visit.
We will, next time we walk by.
Okay.
Okay.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,466. Jerry and Carol Stewart seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling, sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Baybury Lane within the Keenwick subdivision. The 911 address is 38261 Baybury Lane, Selbyville, and the zoning district is MR, medium density residential. And the tax parcel ID is District 533, map 20.09, parcel number 106.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed dwelling. Staff would note that we have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Jerry Stewart, 144 West Independence Boulevard, Newcastle, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
And before we get to your testimony, I just have to make a statement on the record that there was an error in the advertised on the agenda with the phone number for this. So what we're going to have to do tonight is we will hear your case and anyone here for or against, but we'll have to leave the record open so that anyone who is calling in tonight that's unable to do so would have the opportunity to do so at our next meeting on the 14th of September. What we will have is the audio for this will be available online for anyone to listen to, and anyone who is listening to this that has difficulty accessing that can contact the office, and the office will attempt to make arrangements for them to be able to listen to the audio. Mr. Whitehouse, I believe, has the correct phone number for anyone listening online who may wish to call in on this application.
Thank you. The culprit's telephone number is 1-302-394-5036, and the conference code to access the meeting is 570176. Again, to repeat, the conference telephone number is 1-302-394-5036, and the conference code is 570176. Thank you.
Okay.
You may proceed, sir.
I'm asking for a 5-foot variance on the front part of the property because I'm going to remove the house that's on there and build a new house. And the house is 50 feet long. And my property is 95, almost 96 feet. So I need 5 feet to make the 50 feet house fit on the property.
Why can't you go back farther?
Well, we can't. We can only be, according to Keenwick's, their HOA supersedes the county. So
no, it does not.
So I have to.
The county supersedes the HOA. Is that correct?
Well, they told me
they live in separate universes. If an individual has land there, the county does not enforce HOA restrictive covenants as far as setbacks. But if what I'm hearing from you is that the HOA setbacks differ from what the county setbacks
are. Your setback's 10 feet on the back. And their HOA is 20 feet. Okay. And they make, I've been told there's no exceptions to that.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're not able to build to the maximum rear yard for the county due to the HOA restrictions.
Right.
Okay. All right. You may proceed.
That's about it. I mean, that's cut and dry, really.
Do you have a diagram, a site plan of what you want to build?
Yeah.
By a surveyor?
Well, what we have a survey from 91 that, and we put the 50-foot house on the survey. And I don't know if you got a copy of that or not.
I do, but how do we know that it's to scale and to the real?
Well, we just,
I'm asking Mr. Whitehouse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So another issue, Madam Chair, is that the the more recent drawing with the pink outline shown on the drawing also shows the side yard to be 5.93. With an MR side yard. So the side yard to lot number 13 does meet the required 10, but the side yard to number 12 is stated to be 5.93. But the applicant's application form and the criteria outlined on the form all refer to it 5 foot from the 30-foot front yard setback. So
it's again, not been advertised correctly.
Correct.
So
well, Mr. Whitehouse, isn't this a small lot ordinance? Is this one only has 6,394 square feet?
Correct. That goes to my point about accuracy on the drawing. So because of the proximity of the 5.93, I think it's very important to clearly understand that. But my next point is, yes, it is a small lot, which reduces the side yard to 5. So, but this goes to the point of accuracy.
Well, if it's 20 feet, you're saying it's 19.5. You're still not.
Oh, that's wrong. I mean, that's completely wrong. If you notice, it's 96 feet from on the survey.
Well, why is it written there like that then?
I don't know. That's a good
question. Well, who did the drawing? Who did the pink drawing?
An architect, a woman that does it for a contractor.
Well, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't have that contractor draw something for me then.
Madam Chair, I just did quick math based on the survey. If you use the shortest side of the property, the depth there is 95.75 feet. If the rear yard setback, if the applicant were to build to the rear yard setback of the HOA, which is 20 feet, that reduces it by 20 feet. And then if the house is 50 foot deep, as he's indicated, that would mean that the house would be 25.75 feet from Bayberry Road. So it would appear that we're in the right range there. I'm sure the board may have some other questions, like where are the steps, where are the HVAC, those kinds of things. But it would appear that those numbers are in the right range.
Well, if you take the 19.5, and then he said it was the house was 50 by 50. So if you take 19.5 and then add the 50, okay, and add 25. It still doesn't come up to 96.
Comes out there.
Sir, the record's going to be left open on your case. I would suggest when you come back that you have this resurveyed.
I also would have a concern that to the accuracy of the, for your sake, because
yes,
we
for your sake.
And quite frankly ours, because we then get requests for, as Mr. Sharp has said, for steps and for air conditioning units and if you know what you're building, yeah. And if that could be professionally laid onto the lot,
well,
it would give us.
Don't they have to have a site on the site plan on their survey before they put a shovel on the ground?
I would tell you that conversation with planning and zoning would be able to answer that question for you about the process and procedure about placing what you want to build on the lot.
We did it this way to save me getting two surveys.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We used this survey from 91 with the house on it. But I know that the builder has to have a survey that they'll take care of getting. I mean, I'll end up paying for it, but to put the house right on the site, I believe.
Well,
it doesn't add up to 96 feet. So it's 94.5, so you're missing some. And I think that's the best course of action is to have a survey with what you want to build on there.
Yeah, and what happens, Mr. Stewart, is that one of the reasons the board requires a site plan before these things, before we approve things, is so that the staff and the board can look at it and make sure that everything that you need in order to put that proposed structure on there has been applied for. And for example, we've only advertised this for front yard setback. So if we were to get a site plan that came in and showed that there needed to be, let's say, steps or an HVAC in the side yard setback that encroached, I'll use that as an example, it may not be the case. We will often pick that up, which then will save the applicant from having to have to come back twice to the board, when perhaps it could have been handled in one shot to begin with, or at least addressed by the board in one hearing. So I think what I'm hearing from Mr. Corman and Dr. Carson and the chair is that a site plan that shows kind of the meets and bounds of what you're proposing to do would be highly advisable for the board. We can still proceed with the rest of this hearing so we can find out perhaps about the uniqueness of the property and what you're planning to do. But I think the visual of this would be helpful to the board. I know we've had that issue with one earlier tonight that was an old business case where we didn't have that information before and we got the site plan, and then we were able to really understand better what the applicant was looking to do. So the
surveyor has to have the house that's going to be put on there? Is that the idea?
That's correct. Yeah, we see those all the time. It's basically, here's what the lot is, and here's what we're proposing to do and what it looks like. And then that way we have the meets and bounds of what's proposed. We know where things are, and it gives a clean record for us as well. And it also will help an applicant who's received an approval to know this is exactly where that thing's got to go. If they want to get it pinned when they start the work, they know where these things are. So, but I also know this is your application tonight. You may wish to explain what's unique about the property, how you meet the five standards. I think, you know, the board would probably like to hear your responses to those questions as well.
What would be the question?
Well, in order to meet the standards for granting a variance, you need to demonstrate, and you should have had that in your packet. There's a list of five questions that you were to answer. Okay. So if you could address those for the board, perhaps extrapolate upon your answers so the board can have better understanding of why you think you meet those standards, that would be great.
Okay. I'm going to wipe up this. Number one, the size of our home is a setback of, of 3.5 to 4 feet where the dock was inserted on the property because the lagoon is small. The 42 inch deck added a good look with towers and stories to it. But she's talking about the deck that we had out back. I don't know when, and okay, that we had a deck all the way out back to the bulkhead, and then around the edge of the whole deck was flower pots up 3 feet up, and it was all permanent. Number two, due to the bulkhead, we cannot push back any further. We need additional 5 feet out front to make the house appealing to neighborhood. Number three, because of bulkhead, we need the 5 feet variance out front. There are some houses in Kingwood that have the 25 foot setback in front of house. Number four, only asking for 5 feet variance for front. This will enhance the neighborhood with new construction and increase the value of others around us. Number five, this variance will allow us first floor living with no stairs to climb so we can age in place in our retired years.
Thank you.
Questions?
Any thought to making the home smaller?
Well, we give it some thought, but in order to make it smaller, we wanted a sunroom on the back, and in order to make it smaller, we wouldn't have that sunroom on the back. It's a tight squeeze now. I thought about making it smaller. Well, lengthwise, we can't get a sunroom on there if we make it smaller.
So the way this is looking with the first floor here, you have it, I see here the plans for your new house. The sunroom, you have a covered patio, but then the sunroom comes out instead of the covered patio and the dining room. That's going to be, all going to be a sunroom.
We're going to extend it 4 feet out. That makes it 10 feet on the sunroom.
Okay.
At 4 feet makes it just 50 feet.
And that would be the side closest to lot 12, is that correct?
Lot 12, that would be the size, well, the sunroom is almost in the middle of the house.
Lot 11.
That would be towards the lagoon.
No, that would be...
The back of the house is where the sunroom...
That would be on the south side, south, well... The sunroom's
toward the lagoon.
Canal.
Water, yeah.
Right, lagoon.
Okay. Just trying to figure this out.
That's where the 20 feet has to be, because the bedroom on the other side is set in 4 feet. The sunroom sticks out 4 feet.
Any other questions?
Did Bay to Beach give you this drawing, or you picked the drawing out yourself?
I'm sorry?
The Bay to the Beach, I saw up on top of it. Did they give you this drawing?
Which drawing?
The new house plans?
Yeah, this here.
Yeah, that's from Bay to the Beach?
That's from Bay to the Beach.
And they didn't show any air conditioning, no steps, no nothing for you?
Well, we're going to have a deck next to the sunroom.
Well, you're going to be in the...
We're going to have a deck. We're allowed a deck, according to the homeowners, beyond the 20 feet, as long as it's not 46 inches high.
Well, you might need to go back to Bay to Beach, like Mr. Corman said, and get the drawing of that with the air conditioning and your steps and how everything sets. Then you bring that back to us, then we have an idea of what you definitely need.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they do it, no problem at all.
No, it's no problem. The paper I have is not the... They have a more up-to-date paper, put it that way. We've had two or three of these copies made.
But you need to show your deck and your... air conditioning
units,
everything.
Yeah, when it shows a smaller deck, but we're going to have the deck going out further on the side. And it has, well, it has the air conditioning unit on the side.
But you need to show everything that's going on your footprint in case you need a variance, another variance that we don't see yet when you come back here. You got just about a month, so you should be able to get it done. Is it no need of having to come back twice and delay your building and all that?
I mentioned the side variance. Because they've always, the homeowner guy, he always said that they when you apply for the permit, when they would apply for the permit, they never questioned the 5 feet on the sides.
Mm.
You know, they said to their knowledge, it's never been turned down, the 5 feet on the side in the development. So, so that's why I didn't ask for 5 feet on the side, you know, for anything on the side.
Sure.
Any other questions?
Just a comment, Mr. Stewart, again, for your own peace of mind going forward. And we deal with these cases twice a month of folks who may have had an impression about what could be done and not done, and then there's a degree of angst farther down the road. And I think for the smoothness of your project, as Mr. Corman said a little, and clarity up front is going to make it a lot easier for you as you go down the road.
Sure.
And to echo Dr. Carson's comments, I'll also say the earlier you can get the staff that survey, the better. And the reason I say that is because this has only been advertised for a front yard setback. So if it turns out that we need an additional one, either in the rear or the side, we would need to re-advertise differently for that. We may not, but we just... The earlier you can get that for us, the better off we'll be in making sure that we have this advertised correctly for you.
Okay.
And we may not need any, what we're advertising for may be all we need, but we just need to know that.
Yeah, I don't fill out another form, no error. Even though we put a 5 foot on the side.
No, just if you can get us that survey as soon as possible, staff will take a look at it, make sure that we don't need to advertise it differently. But otherwise, the board will leave this open to the next hearing on the 19th or the 14th. We'll have to do that anyhow. And that way, you know, you can have an opportunity to present that document and explain that then.
Okay.
All right, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Operator.
Anyone on the call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition of this application, please dial 5. I have no one who wishes to make any further comment.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we leave case 12466 open for further action at one of our September board meetings. Do I have to be date specific?
We'll just say September 14th.
Okay. Or action at our September 14th meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is, the hearing is remaining open until September 14th at 6 o'clock. So please get the office what you need to and be here that night.
Okay.
And I do apologize for that you have to come back.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any other business before the board?
Not for me, but say I will attend to those temporary CEO matters first thing tomorrow morning, and the additional information requested on those earlier cases will be provided.
Mr. Sharp, you have anything?
No, I do want to thank the board for their patience tonight, and it's very possible that we may be able to breeze through those at the next meeting. Staff and I will discuss the best way to set that meeting up so that we're not here longer than we need to be, and we can also give the public and the applicants a fair opportunity to be heard. So we will work towards that end. But thank you to the board for your consideration on that.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-1. Mr. Corman gets this.